will start recording and we will open it up. First question. Mark McClune.
Hey, Tori, thanks for the time today. Hey, just now that it's all kind of said and done here, how challenging was this season for you personally?
Tori, you're muted.
There we go. Yeah, you can't quite imagine what it was like each day. I tried to do my best to block everything out and try to create a new space every single day, but that became challenging. I know you guys see me every single day, and there's times where it was tough, I'm not gonna lie. But from those hardships, and nobody likes those times, and nobody likes to go through what we went through this year, we can build more resiliency moving forward. And that's my mindset. As easy as it would be, and as much as I want to just cast off what happened over the past 6 months, I'm not gonna. I think that'd be a mistake. I'm gonna take my time and apply things the right way, pull them out, spend time thinking about them, because for me, I think that's a model for improvement. I need to take a good, hard, long look at what happened this year and make sure that we never go through this again.
David Brandt.
Hey, Tori, I know you've been on a lot of good baseball teams over through your career as a player, as a coach, as everything, and you didn't like forget how to win, you know what I mean, overnight. But being 10-31 in one-run games, I guess – what can you take from, you know, you talked about guys executing at the right times and, you know, in the big moments. What can you take from this season? What did you learn maybe from a, I don't know if psychological is the right word, but just from that end that maybe you can take forward and maybe quickly improve next season? Because that seems like a correctable type thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of identifiable things that we're walking through right now. We've been walking through them for the past 3 or 4 months, and things are going to slow down for me now with no stimulus, and I'll get a chance to look at some numbers and crunch some of my thoughts. But that's definitely one area that we need to improve with. And I addressed the team yesterday and spoke about that very topic and said that we got to find a way to have winning moments. I don't want just hard triers. I want guys that want to go up there and step up in the most crucial moments and know that they're prepared to go out and execute. That's from a player standpoint. From a coaching and teaching standpoint, I think we need to be spot on with the lessons that we're teaching, the things that we're talking about every single day. And in the moment of, you know, when things are moving at a very fast pace, the coach has got to slow it down and make some good calls and teach at the right time. That to me those are the things to me that we can talk about right now. Those are the easy answers, I know, but there's more to it than that. And for me, it's centered around preparation. When you're prepared to go up and execute at the highest level, the most critical moment, you are going to have success. I'm not going to use our youth as an excuse. I think we have very good players in the system. And we got to be better in that one specific area. And there's a lot more.
Jack Summers.
Tori, I apologize in advance if this question's a little sensitive. Typically, when teams have seasons like the one you just had, the manager doesn't survive the season or is let go at the end. And the team went in the other direction and stuck with you. Were you at any point, like, were you surprised that the team stuck with you at all? And secondly, how grateful do you feel to have the opportunity to go out next year and try to make it right?
Yeah, first of all, Jack, there's zero sensitivity. I don't want you to ever have to lead in with your question by saying something like that. Look, we've been doing this together for a long time, and I know, I always know where you're coming from, so never worry about that. Look, I'm a human being, and I follow things the same way everybody else does, and I think about things the same way everybody else does. I'm not a machine. Of course, I was always concerned with how I was being viewed and as a leader of this team from a dugout level, by my direct bosses and ownership. And it's their human nature to have, and they have that right to do that. So yes, I was always concerned about it. And when you're in the middle of an 8-48 run, it's a pretty tough situation to come home every night and say, hey, we're going to go out there tomorrow and be okay. And when you're not, it just continues to build up on you. But for me, it was my job to go out and be the same every single day. And I think you guys saw that. I think the players saw that. And I think everybody appreciated it. But we knew how hard this grind was, and we were in the middle of it every single day. You know, as you fast forward to the decision to bring me back, I am extremely grateful. You're right. I'm not an idiot. I know what happens to managers that win 52 baseball games. I just think that, you know, ownership's trust in me, Ken and Derek, and then on down to Mike, is something that I really appreciate. And the trust that they're placing in me to continue to go in the right direction with this team is something that I will never take for granted. And it's not going to make me work harder. But when we turn that corner, it's going to be a bigger celebration for all of us, because they could have made a decision to go in a different direction and they didn't. And the faith they have in me means a lot, means the world to me.
Harry Bloom.
Hey, Tori.
Hi, Barry.
Good to see you.
Likewise.
So we're just playing a little off of Jack's question here. Mm-hmm. You know, you're in the position in the division where the top three spending teams in the division are far outspending you guys at this point. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that gap's going to close much this offseason. So you're going to go into a year in the division where you're going to have to compete again in the same format, you know, with teams like the Giants who finished 16-2 against you. Mm-hmm. How much leeway do you think you're going to have under those circumstances to try and get this right? Or do you think you're going to be under extreme pressure that if this thing doesn't start righting itself in the first 2 months of the season, that's going to have an implication on you and your long term on the job?
Yeah, it should have implications on my job. I mean, that's how we're judged, you know, and I accept that responsibility and I embrace that responsibility. And what that'll do is that'll push me to be even better than I've ever dreamed of being. And I want to make sure that everybody around me is following the same pattern. We understand that we're challenged in that area that you mentioned. And we like that. We talk about that. We know what our challenges are, and that helps us be as creative as possible. That helps us as teachers be at our absolute best every single day. And, you know, we talk about winning the inch a lot inside of our clubhouse. We got to find a way to win those inches to close up that gap. Payroll doesn't mean a darn thing to us. And you can look at a couple of teams, one in particular, the Tampa Bay Rays that have done it for the past couple of years with an extremely low payroll in a very rugged division with two teams that are fairly comparable to the Padres and the Dodgers when it comes to spending. So we know that there's a challenge, and we welcome that. It just makes us be at our, it forces us to be at our absolute best. And when we're not, we're going to fall behind. And it's my job to not allow that to happen.
That's a quick sidelight question here. Mm-hmm. With everything you're going through, do you sort of out of the side of your eye watch what's going to go on in Boston tomorrow night with the Yankees? Considering your background there and, you know, the history of that?
Yeah, of course I am. You know, some of my closest friends in baseball still work for the Boston Red Sox. And of course, I'm gonna watch all the playoff games very, very closely. I do hope the Red Sox win that game and continue to move forward.
Okay, thanks. Good luck. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, thanks, Barry.
Zach,
Corey, have you made any decisions regarding your coaching staff at this point?
No, I haven't. I know that Nick asked me that question a couple days ago, and I just want to step away from the grind of the season, from the emotional highs and lows of the season, to make the best decision moving forward to make sure that we have the best teachers and for the reasons that I just outlined with Barry. You know, I don't know what direction I'm going to go in yet. I just want to take my time and do it as thoroughly as possible. You know, I remember the feeling that I had late in the year wondering about and being curious about my return. So I'm sensitive to what they're thinking. And I won't take that lightly. So I'm going to try to move through it as quickly as possible, but I want to do it the right way, which might take a little bit of time. So I don't have a timeline on it yet.
Last year, you guys obviously brought everybody back. And I know the circumstances of that season were weird and unique. Do you imagine that won't be the case this year, that you will make some changes to your staff?
You know, my starting point is that we won 52 games, and I need to examine everything from A to Z inside of the coaching staff. So I can't make any bold predictions, but, you know, starting with me, we got to be better on every level from a coaching and teaching standpoint.
Jeff Schneider.
Hey, Tory, how are you? It's been a long season. I'm really happy you're getting a chance to come back next year and write this ship.
Thank you.
Couple of questions for you. The first one is, for you personally, what is the offseason going to look like for you? Do you need to step away for a couple of weeks just to kind of clear your mind and get back into it? Mike said that you guys are going to start as soon as today. Mm-hmm. And when you do start kind of dissecting what went wrong this season, where do you start? How do you do that?
Yeah, that's a good question. We are going to sit down today. It's a review process. We go over everything that is on our minds. And we start to fill in some of the gaps and start to ask ourselves questions as to why it happened and try and get some of the answers. And then I do try to step away from it. You know, we have to take care of some business as soon as we possibly can, such as a coaching situation. And then, you know, Mike and his group will start to move forward with making some decisions on player personnel. So it doesn't really stop, but there'll be a place in time where I will step away from it. You know, what I do in that time? You know, I'll probably do a little traveling with my wife. The normal things that everybody else would do when they have a vacation, right? Go in the garage and start to build some things and just take my mind off of the grind of what happened this season. Adversity happens in two different ways. You know, it happens to us or for us. And, you know, it's our job to make sure I can look back and say that this was hard. This was really, really hard. And I don't want to experience this again. But it will be the best thing that ever happened to this organization. Now that it's happened, it will be the best thing that's ever happened to this organization, because we're going to continue to build relentlessly on the things that we need to build on. And that's where I'm going to start.
And just to kind of put it back into a different baseball kind of question, seems the trend these days amongst not just the Diamondbacks, but all teams, is to have versatility in players, outfielders that can play the infield, catchers that can play the outfield, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Mike mentioned defense as one of the main issues with the team. How do you as a manager weigh the versatility of a player with the consistency of playing the same position every single day so that you might be able to get better defensive metrics from the player?
Yeah. We know where we stood defensively, and to me, that's unacceptable. I am defense at my core, pitching in defense at my core, picking up the baseball quickly and accurately, and making quick decisions is 100% of what I believe in. And when we would drop fly balls in the outfield, when we would miscommunicate, when we would let balls beat us on the infield, to me, there is a reason for that. Now, is it a fundamental reason or is it a lack of preparation reason? Is it that we've asked too much of certain guys to move around? We're not sure. I know where your question is what it's centered around. I do know that players play better when they're playing in one position. But there are some, such as Josh Rojas, and he's explained this to me several times, that he enjoys moving around. It creates a new environment for him and a new excitement for him on that given day. So it'll be up to us to figure out who can and who can't. I do like the defensive versatility, especially in the National League, because I can always plug in and play somebody late in the game with some moves. I can create the best matchup possible. But with young players coming, and, you know, we might have better reinforcements because of their development inside of our system. We may or may not have to do that as much. But very valid question. I haven't given you an answer. We got to get better. And we're going to identify the players that can handle that workload moving around. And those will be the guys we ask to do it. That's where I'm going to start with my conversation later today.
Okay, Torrey, have a good offseason. Hope you get some rounds of golf in.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Evan Thompson.
Hi, Torrey. Hey. Referencing back to that Dean Smith quote from a couple months ago about losses teaching you more than wins do often.
Yeah.
How have you grown as a person this year, and how have you grown as a manager this year?
I don't think I've ever been through something this hard in my career as a player, as a coach or a manager. So I keep looking back on it and thinking that I've been tested to the highest level, and didn't crack. You know, I had a couple of breakdowns with you guys, but I continue to press forward every single day, and I found strength in the people around me, my family, my friends, the coaching staff, and I think I became a stronger human being and much more resilient through this process. It was you can't dream of how frustrating this was for me personally. And you know, I'm embarrassed by this record that we have, and what I learned from it is that I'm never gonna make an excuse as to why it happened. I'm never gonna look back once I get to that point and ask myself what happened. I'm just gonna figure out a way to get better. You know, we tend to focus on we tend to find what we focus on, and my focus is going to be how I can get better and how I can create a better environment to maximize what our staff and players can do on a daily basis. That's where I'm at right now. This answer might change in the next 5 days, might change in the next 5 minutes, but that's where I'm at right now.
Any other questions for Torrey? All right, Torrey, that's it.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Torrey.
Thanks, Torrey.
Thank you. Thanks, Torrey.
Have a great offseason. Good luck with all the other sports coverage, and happy holidays.
Thanks, Casey. Take care.
Thanks.